bump, that'll look comfortable on paper, but it was hard work.
It was really hard work, and, you know, they pushed us that second innings because you didn't want to chase too many runs on that wicket, which makes me pay a tribute to Darryl Mitchell. I mean, what, 240 runs in the match? Spent a lot of time out there in difficult conditions, I thought, so he thoroughly deserves all the praises he can get because it was a fine match, both innings for Darryl, seeing us home, but also that big score in the first innings.
Bowlers, once again, as May says, bowling as a group, and shared the wickets again in this match.
Yeah, they shared them around, and it was a real team effort with the ball. Nathan put in quite a stint down that bottom end, but I thought all the bowlers did well at times. They all contributed with wickets, and Josh Tung, with his pace, went aggressive, which was a tactic that we've been working on, and he showed that he's got some good pace.
Yeah, good news is Richard Levy's fine, I believe. So
yeah, he's okay. Obviously, both teams were very concerned, and the officials out there, straight away, it was quite a bad whack. But then when he stood up, we all thought it was going to be okay, but the concussion got to him a little bit. But thankfully, I think the news that we heard was that the scan was all clear, which was really important to make sure there was no bleed or anything like that, or no fracture. But no, he'll now go through the normal concussion protocol, I would have thought.
And this keeps an amazing run going. I mean, there's one poor performance, I think, in the whole season so far. That was at Old Trafford, and you've won four on the trot in the Championship. First time since 1964. Let's get the stat in straight away. It is that, the M word, isn't it? Momentum.
It is, but we're trying desperately to make sure that we enjoy our successes, but similarly make sure that we keep putting in the hard graft and the hard work. And what is nice with the batters is that they're definitely dovetailing. They're sharing the runs around a little bit. It wouldn't be a big surprise to me at all to see Tom Fell do well down at in Brighton. So it's nice that they're sharing them around, and I think obviously they're enjoying each other's company on the field.
Couple of sharp chances went down today. That was probably the only blot in your copy.
Yeah, we there was also maybe we didn't quite get the right length with the ball today, but they took advantage really well. And as you say, the chances that sometimes we'd like them to stick, they don't always stick. But we've managed to bowl them out and get those runs that we required. But generally this season we've been excellent in the field, so we've got no complaints. And you know, one bad day at Lancashire in the season so far is an amazing effort. So we're very proud of what we're doing, but we've got to make sure that we do keep doing those basics well and getting stuck in practice and making sure that we respect the opposition and doing the hard yards to win games. And if we can carry on doing that, we've got a chance of it continuing.
As you say, Nathan Lyon got a good spell in today, got a nice long bowl in.
Yeah, it's really important for all bowlers to get the overs under the belt, but that would have been good for him to sort of blow away any cobwebs that there might have been. He hasn't been doing a lot of bowling before he came out here, and I think he contributed with three very good wickets for us.
Down to Sussex, you like going to Hove, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's they're an interesting team, aren't they? Because they've got quite an international flavour to their team, with quite a lot of overseas players playing for them. And I think we're going to find it quite tough. We always do. We have some good battles down there, and they're certainly in their own backyard not going to be a side that will want to roll over. So again, I know I'm repeating myself, but we've got to try and get in that winning position and ram it home.